This is Ulysses Lopez, U-L-I-S-E-S-L-O-P-E-Z, 32387. Chief complaint, headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, leg pain, arm pain, dizziness, palpitations, not feeling well. Patient is a 35-year-old woman, 35-year-old man who has never been vaccinated for COVID-19. Patient's wife was just diagnosed with COVID-19, period. New paragraph, patient comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Is a welder, married for 15 years, has 3 children, allergy, none. Family history, some kind of leg cancer in his father, otherwise negative. Medications, none. Immunization, no COVID immunization in the past. Review of system as above. Patient is alert, awake, blood pressure 140 over 80, pulses 93, respiration 16, temperature 99, O2 sats 98%, heart pulses, pump pulses 2, tachycardic, lungs, few ronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no clubbing edema of cyanosis, positive pulses noted. Assessment number 1, positive COVID-19. Number 2, rocephalogram. Now, next one is Decadron, 10 milligram now. Next one is cough, Bromfen DM for cough. Next one is add Z-Pack. Next one is add Med Drop Dose Pack, lots of liquid. Next one is rest. Next one is come back in 3 days. Next one is baby aspirin once a day. Next number, because of his abdominal pain and nausea and vomiting, we did an abdominal ultrasound, which was negative. Next number is the leg and arm pain, appears to be related to COVID-19 and no DVT, since no DVT was found. Next number is the dizziness, is also multifactorial, but most likely related to COVID-19. No evidence of carotid stenosis was noted. Next was because of tachycardia, palpitation. We did an echocardiogram, which was normal. Next number is frequent urination related to COVID-19. No evidence of BPH was found. Next one is patient does have mild fatty liver. Next one is he does have lymphadenopathy. Next one is he'll take aspirin, 81 milligram once a day. Next one is add vitamin D at home. Next one is come back and see me in 3 days if not improved. Next one is go to the emergency room if he develops chest pain, shortness of breath, or any other associated symptoms as was discussed with patient. Thank you.